You got it on KHUM, and joining me here in the studio, we've got Dakota and Elisha. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
Oh, excellent. Good, good. I've been practicing. Actually, I haven't been, but did my best. All right, well, thank you both for coming in, and the reason that you're here is you were part of YEP.
Yeah.
Which is an acronym, and you've got $6,000 to give out. So first of all, explain what YEP is.
YEP is an organization that there's 10 kids that are learning how to write grants and give out grants and apply for grants, and we have $6,000 that we made a grant for, and the deadline's March 1st. It's for organizations or nonprofits that are helping youth in need in the Eel River Valley.
And Dakota, explain what the youth in need means.
Well, youth in need means youth that need, who are homeless, they need resources like food, basic resources like toothpaste, shampoo, you know, just really helping kids who need help.
So it could be helping anyone under the age of 21. And you can go to hafoundation.org and then look under grants and find YEP to look over the application and apply.
And there is a deadline.
There is a deadline. It's March 1st.
Yeah, we're panicked about that. Tell them about the deadline. Yeah, that's right.
If you have any questions, you can call Cassandra at 707-442-2993.
Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So how did you two get involved?
Well, Cassandra, one of the people that's teaching us how to do all this stuff, mm-hmm. Came to Academy of the Redwoods, where I go to school, and talked about it, and it sounded really cool because I wanted to help the community and the youth of the community, mm-hmm. and yeah, wanted help.
How about you, Dakota?
Well, Cassandra and one of the other coordinators came into my class and talked about helping us be heard and what we want,
right?
And that we're going to give away money to nonprofits, and that really attracted me to it because my sister actually works at a nonprofit, and I've been raised with the giving back to your community because mm-hmm. it gives so much to you. So I just thought this is another way to help the Eel River community where I live.
Fantastic. And this is being managed by the Humboldt Area Foundation, correct?
Yeah. And other organizations mm-hmm. like McLean Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Hobbs and Humboldt. Humboldt sponsors.
There's Whispering Club.
And we got to make all the criteria for the grants. So we decided who we wanted the money to go to, and then write up the grants. So
fantastic.
We wrote the whole application. And
so how are we going to choose who the money goes to?
Well, it's a it's a student run board,
right.
And the coordinators are just kind of there to help us coordinate everything, make sure we show up to the meetings, and we're going to sit down, go through all the applications, and then we're going to go over who we think deserves the money more, like who fits the criteria, whose budget's the best, and it's the student's choice. Yeah.
So you were telling me off air about this. So it can go to several organizations being split up, or it can go to one who is going to be doing something great for the community?
Depending on how many people we think the money should go to, we can split it up into groups and give it all out to different organizations, or we can give all the $6,000 to one organization if we really want to.
Now, you're saying this is the first time you guys have done this one, right?
Yeah, this is the first year that YEP has been going on, so we're learning. And then next year we can hopefully help teach newcomers how to do all the things that we learned how to do this year.
Inventing the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, wow, congratulations. It's a big undertaking. It's got to feel pretty good doing this, huh?
Yeah. It feels really great.
Wow. So, if there are, I imagine there are several organizations out there that are hearing this going, this could be for us. What should they do?
They should go to HumboldtAreaFoundation.org and look under the grants, and then in the application they can read all the criteria and see if they fit it, and if they can, then they should send us an application and hopefully get some money.
And again, that deadline is
March
1st. That is coming up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very soon.
So in this application, essentially, I assume they need to explain what they plan to do to help out the youth of the community.
Yeah.
Yep, they have to tell. Yep. They have to tell us.
Yep.
They have to explain and give good reason why we should give them money to help the Eel River Valley.
Fantastic. Well, I think it's a very worthy cause, and I wish you guys the best of luck, and hopefully this will be the beginning of something really cool for the community.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, thank you, too, for coming in and talking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
You bet. And we'll get this up on our website as well, along with your picture of your smiling faces.
Awesome.